We're seeing it on the porch of this home, part Indian, the folk were. One of the young men was playing with his violin to accompany us. And it always reminded me of that experience. Now, I'm going to sing another one that takes me back to the days when we first came to Tacoma in 1898 and our Sunday school. And here is a hymn I learned there. I suppose I was around four at the time. I had to have the words for this. A little lamb went straying among the hills one day, leaving its faithful shepherd because it loved to stray. And while the sun shone brightly, it knew no thought of fear, for flowers around were blooming and balmy was the air. That's just the first verse, and it always puzzled me for a number of years who this fellow Balmy was, and Balmy was the air. How could Balmy, a person, be the heir? It's B-A-L-M-Y. Balmy was the heir. Every time I hear that hymn, I think of that experience. Another one we learned at that time. I was a wandering sheep. I did not love the fold. I did not love my father's voice. I would not be controlled. I was a wayward child. I did not love my home. I did not love my father's voice. I loved afar to roam. The shepherd saw his sheep. The father saw his child. They followed me o'er vale and hill, o'er deserts waste and wild. They found me nigh to death, famished and shaken, faint and lone. They bound me with the bands of love. They saved the wandering one. Here is one. I'm going to stop that one there. There is one that takes me back to 1901. My brother Paul and I were up by American Lake gathering mushrooms in the prairie, and there was quite a wind blowing across American Lake. We lived very close to the lake, that is, a block and a half, 2 blocks. And we were out there gathering mushrooms, and the white caps blowing across the lake, and we were standing in the lee of a large oak tree and singing this hymn. Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small. trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whate'er befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing if the way is clear, praying when the path is drear, if in danger for Him call, sit trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whate'er befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Now here is one that takes me back to about 1898 and maybe the early spring of 99, but there was a Siemens Bethel. It was a mission for the sailors in old Tacoma, and we lived just a few blocks up the hill above old Tacoma, and occasionally we would go to the mission there, and one of the hymns they sang there, and it always makes me think of it. Brightly beams our Father's mercy from His lighthouse evermore, but to us He gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send the gleam across the waves. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Dark the night of sin has settled, loud the angry billows roar. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send the gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. I love that old hymn because it always makes me think of those sailing vessels and the men and their total dependence on the lights along the shore to show them their the passageways, and how we need that our lights as believers in the Lord Jesus, that our light may point others to the Lord Jesus Christ. May God help us. Here's a hymn that I like. I could not do without Him. Jesus is more to me than all the richest, fairest gifts of earth could ever be. But the more I find him precious, and the more I find him true, the more I long for you to find what he can be to you. Why will you do without him? Is he not kind indeed? Did he not die to save you? Is he not all you need? You need not do without him, for he is passing by. He's waiting to be gracious, only waiting for your cry. He is waiting to receive you, to make you all his own. Why will you do without him and wander on alone? Why will you do without him? Is he not kind indeed? Did he not die to save you? Is he not all you need? Now here is one that Mother has liked over the years. Beautiful words of Jesus, spoken so long ago, yet as we sing them over, dearer to us they grow, calling the heavy laden, calling to hearts oppressed, come unto me, ye weary, come, I will give you rest. Hear the call of his voice so sweet, bring your load to the Savior's feet. Lean your heart on his loving breast. Come, oh, come, and he will give you rest. Beautiful words of Jesus, cheering us day by day, throwing a gleam of sunshine over a cloudy way, casting on him the burden we are too weak to bear. He will give grace sufficient. He will regard our prayer. Hear the call of his voice so sweet. Bring your load to the Savior's feet. Lean your heart on his loving breast. Come, oh, come, and he will give you rest. Beautiful words of Jesus, tokens of endless rest. When by and by we enter into His presence blessed, there shall we see His beauty, meet with Him face to face. There shall we sing His glory, praising His matchless grace. Hear the call of His voice so sweet. Bring your load to the Savior's feet. Lean your heart on His loving breast. Come, oh, come, and He will give you rest. Now here is a good one, I think, to put on the end of that. How good is the God we adore, our faithful, unchangeable friend, whose love is as great as His power, and knows neither measure nor end. 'Tis Jesus, the first and the last, whose Spirit shall guide us safe home. We'll praise Him for all that is past, and trust Him for all that's to come. I found the words to another hymn that I wanted to give you. In that land of fadeless day lies the city four square. It shall never pass away, and there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears. There's no death, no pain nor fears, and they count not time by years, for there is no night there. All the gates of pearl are made in the city four square. All the streets with gold are laid, and there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears. There's no death, no pain, nor fears, and they count not time by years, for there is no night there. And the gates shall ne'er be closed to the city four square. There life's crystal river flows, and there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears. There's no death, no pain, nor fears, and they count not time by years, for there is no night there. There they need no sunshine bright in the city four square. For the Lamb is all the light, and there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears. There's no death, no pain, nor fears. And they count not time by years, for there is no night there. He is coming, coming for us. Soon we'll see his light afar. On the dark horizon gleaming as the bright and morning star, cheering every waking watcher as the star whose kindly ray heralds the approaching morning just before the break of day. Oh, what joy as night hangs round us is to think of morning's ray. Sweet to know he's coming for us just before the break of day. He is coming, coming for us. Soon we'll hear his voice on high. Dead and living, changed and rising in the twinkling of an eye, shall be caught up all together for the meeting in the air. With a shout, the Lord descending shall himself await us there. Oh, what joy that great foregathering Christ at meeting in the air. Sweet to know he's coming for us, calling us to join him there. He is coming as the bridegroom, coming to unfold at last the great secret is of his purpose, mystery of ages past. And the bride to her is granted in his beauty there to shine, as in rapture she exclaimeth, I am his and he is mine. Oh, what joy that marriage union, mystery of love divine, sweet to sing in all its fullness, I am his and he is mine. That hymn really spoke to me back in 1916. I was running a scarfing machine on the graveyard ship at Skinner and Eddie's shipyard in Seattle. And as morning was dawning, I was singing that hymn. My machine made plenty of noise, and I could sing and no one be disturbed. And the words really spoke to me. Oh, what joy as night hangs round us. 'Tis to think of morning's ray. Sweet to know he's coming for us just before the break of day. Now here's another one. Brightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore. But to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send the gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seamen you may rescue, you may save. Dark the night of sin has settled, loud the angry billows roar. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send the gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman you may rescue, you may save. That hymn has always had a meaning to me, because I was, my childhood was during the sailing vessel days, and sailing vessels were carried a small crew, and they were always in more hazard because they were totally dependent upon the wind and the weather for their operation. And consequently, that hymn spoke more to me because I think I was more familiar with that kind of a situation than many of you today are. Now, I've enjoyed singing these hymns. This is November 25th, 1987. Now, part of this was made on the 20th, and part of it on today, the last of it. Now, Mother has joined in with us in singing some of these hymns, particularly on the 20th. And I want you to know that she has been humming along with us in this. Now, we're doing very well considering our situation. We have so much to be thankful for, and they're taking excellent care of us here at this hospital. And we just thank God for all the many medical